Burnout is so real when it comes to Ramadan. We start the month with hopes, goals, and a whole lot of motivation, but by the middle, that motivation runs out and it becomes harder to stay on your routines and be disciplined. This episode will serve as the ultimate guide to help you fix that and stay disciplined all throughout this next month. Assalamu alaikum, this is your host Nosheen and welcome to Journey to Jannah, a podcast curated to help you become your own dream girl. On the fourth episode of the Ramadan series, we are going to talk about how to stay disciplined throughout the whole month of Ramadan without getting burnout. This is the month where shaitan is locked up. It should be easier than ever for us to be disciplined, for us to do ibadah and worship Allah, right? But then we get to Ramadan and we realize, wait a minute, why do I still have these moments where it's so hard to go to Allah? We start the month off with high motivation. We're ready to conquer this month. We have all of these goals and plans. But then as the month goes on, that motivation slowly goes away. And that's when it becomes really hard. That's where most people fail because they fail to do one very important thing. And that is to utilize discipline. This leads me to my main point. Rely on discipline, not motivation. So what's the difference between discipline and motivation? Motivation is that initial spark that you feel, that you have that starts your desire to do something. It's the feeling that gets you started. It's a feeling that we have and it can fade away very quickly. Discipline, on the other hand, is commitment to doing that something whether you want to or not. Long story short, motivation can only get you so far. The only way you're actually going to succeed is through discipline. If you're starting something and you rely solely on motivation, you're going to fail. You're going to stop doing whatever it is that you started after that initial burst of motivation eventually fades away. Rely on discipline instead. Because it isn't based on how motivated you feel right now or if you want to do it or not. You're going to get the work done regardless. Motivation should be something that you use to push yourself forward, but you should ultimately be relying on discipline to actually follow through, to stay committed and achieve something. Discipline is essentially making a conscious decision to put aside what you want right now and prioritize what you want in your future. When you're disciplined and you stay on something for yourself, is one of the strongest forms of self-love that you can give yourself. Look at discipline as loving yourself enough to work through your current feelings so that you can give yourself everything you've ever wanted and deserve. This relates to my second point, which is realizing you're going to have to choose between the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Choosing discipline requires prioritizing your long-term goals and well-being over instant gratification. Choosing instant gratification is so normalized nowadays that we don't even realize the issue with it. We live in a world designed to give us what we want right now, whether that's through fast food, one-click shopping, endless social media scrolling. Everything is shaped to be readily available, which is constantly triggering the dopamine reward system in our brains. It's not healthy at all, and in a way, it's a trap that makes it so easy to fall into the cycle of seeking only instant pleasure. The issue with this is that focusing solely on instant gratification stops us from achieving meaningful goals. And if you're constantly looking for the next quick thing to give you that dopamine rush, how will you ever find the time to focus and dedicate yourself to becoming self-disciplined? You can choose to say, okay, I'm going to choose to not work for this goal because I don't feel like it at the moment, but the end result is going to be regret. The time will pass regardless of what you do. You can either choose the pain of self-discipline and work towards your goal, or you can sit on your phone all day scrolling through TikTok. The day is still going to pass. And when you look back, you're going to feel either happy that you stayed disciplined or feel the pain of regret for not doing what you should have done for your future self. Imagine looking back at the end of Ramadan and all you're doing is wishing you actually put in the effort towards your goals. That feeling is so much worse than the initial discomfort you'll have of pushing yourself to be disciplined and through your feelings of not having motivation. I understand that feeling of not wanting to do it right now, but the point is to just get up and do it. It's so much easier to procrastinate than to sit and focus on something. You can choose to take a nap or work hard. 100% I want to take a nap. I'm tired and I'm fasting, so I'm also hungry. But why would I do that at the expense of my future? Why would I choose to eternally be in comfort when it's in the uncomfortable that we grow and make progress. Ramadan isn't an excuse to just lay in bed all day. I know what my priorities are. I have them lined up and I will put them first every single time. I've already done so much that looking back, I wish I had done this differently, or I wish I had worked harder and put in more effort, or I wish I had made a different choice. Do you think I want that going forward and to keep on making choices that I'm going to regret? No, nobody does. Nobody wants to look back at themselves and feel regret for the things that they didn't do. Your actions have consequences, and you have power over both. So pick your heart. It's all in your hands. A lot of the time, people will start to feel scared or nervous when they try to become disciplined and try to be more productive throughout their day. And this leads them to feeling like they're incapable, like they can't do this, which causes them to then lose their motivation or their discipline. But in reality, you can. You have the power. You are 100% capable of doing this. It's not that you can't do it. It's that you're uncomfortable. That's where those feelings of fear and nervousness are coming from. And that's completely normal when you're doing something new. When you're going out of your comfort zone and trying to grow, being uncomfortable is a good thing. Next, we're going to go over how to actually build discipline. Think about it this way. Building discipline is similar to working on a specific muscle at the gym. The more you work that muscle, the more you're going to be able to build it, right? And what this takes is consistent effort. And we can apply this to discipline. It's also something you develop with consistent effort. Consistency is key when it comes to discipline. And this is point number three. Consistency is key. By incorporating small, consistent actions into your daily routine, you gradually strengthen your ability to prioritize your goals. Embrace the small wins that you have every single day. Celebrate the progress that you've made so far. And don't be discouraged by the setbacks that you will inevitably have. Stop focusing on the extremes. Stop trying to seek perfection in everything that you do. We're humans. We're going to make mistakes. When you focus so much on doing something with perfection, what usually happens is you keep up with it for a few days, maybe a few weeks, but then you burn out because of that pressure you're putting on yourself. It can get really exhausting after a while, and that fear of not doing everything to the T tends to delay doing it, which then leads to just not doing it altogether. So stop seeking perfection. Instead of striving for an unrealistic ideal, focus on making progress through consistency. Even the smallest of consistent actions can lead to significant progress over time. One technique you can use to help you stay consistent is habit stacking. Let's say your goal is to pray tahajjud every single night. Look at a habit that you already have around this time. So here we could say brushing your teeth and doing skincare before bed, right? Now stack your new habit on top of that. So right after you brush your teeth and do your skincare, pray tahajjud. This way, you're using a habit that already exists as a reminder and a trigger for the new one that you're trying to implement. You can also use a tracker or a checklist. You're able to see the progress that you've made, and this also adds a little boost of motivation, which makes staying disciplined a little bit easier. Side note, I do have a free weekly habit tracker for Ramadan available on my website. If you want to check that out, the link will be in the description. We all have setbacks, and as I said, perfection isn't something we're striving for. It's progress and consistency. Don't let just one bad moment ruin your entire day. Just because you missed doing something or you weren't able to do something doesn't mean you should let your whole entire rest of that day go to waste or not try again the next day. I don't know about you, but I have this really bad habit where if one part of my day goes bad, I sort of self-sabotage and waste the whole rest of the day. And this usually comes from not having productive mornings. Like if I wake up late or end up not having time to go to the gym, I think, what's the point? And then the rest of the day is just as unproductive and wasted. This is something that I really need to change. And one way I'm doing this is by using this method I created called the 5 frames method. The idea for it stemmed from the saying that we should plan our day around our prayers, not our prayers around our day. So I basically break down each day into 5 different frames, and each frame is the time for one prayer. The aim of this for me is so that I can reframe my day. So instead of losing a whole day after having just one bad morning, I can still strive for success and progress throughout the rest of it, because now I'm looking at it as, okay, I messed up one frame, but I still have four more that I have the opportunity to succeed in. And it makes me feel a lot less bad about myself when I do mess up, because I have something to fall back on. Another thing that I think is also extremely important is having a baseline, basically the bare minimum that you expect from yourself. Yes, we're building discipline and consistency is crucial, but it's important to establish a realistic foundation from where you're going to grow. A great way to do this is by creating a list of non-negotiables, which is exactly what it sounds like, a list of things that you 100% must do in your day-to-day life, and this will change as you progress and grow. By setting your baseline, you automatically take care of the most important goals for you, and it makes sure that you're not scrambling to squeeze in things like healthy meals, prayers, reading Quran, because you simply, quote-unquote, don't have time, and it also holds you accountable. When you're making your non-negotiables, think about all the different aspects of your life. So physical health can include 8 hours of sleep, and your deen can include praying 5 times a day. Again, these are like bare minimum what you expect from yourself on any given day. So these non-negotiables are going to look different for everyone, so make sure they are realistic for you. If you go ahead and plan unrealistically, it could lead to burnout, and that is the last thing that we want. So make sure to plan for yourself properly. And remember, again, it's about progress and consistency. I think this was 2 Ramadans ago, but I basically was going into the month with lots of goals, lots of motivation. The first few days were amazing. I did everything I wanted to. But after that first week, I literally got so burnt out, and it was so hard to get back on track for the rest of that Ramadan. Looking back, I realize it's because I put way too much pressure on myself to do everything. I didn't give myself any leeway. I was overloading myself with all these tasks and goals, and I wanted everything to be perfect. What I should have done instead is balance that out throughout the whole entire month and focus on, again, consistency and progress. Let's just say you are currently facing burnout. How are we going to go about fixing that? I'm going to give 3 steps. Step 1, figure out what's causing it. Where is the stress and anxiety stemming from? You can write down your thoughts and feelings in a journal, which can help you identify patterns that you have and pinpoint the root causes of your burnout. Step number 2, find a form of emotional release. Whether that's going for a walk outdoors after Tarawih or sketching in a journal, find something that you enjoy and use it to unwind and de-stress. It is also so important to increase activities that create oxytocin, which is one of the 3 happy hormones. Oxytocin also has been shown to decrease stress and anxiety. A few ways to trigger the release of oxytocin is spending time with pets, performing acts of kindness, and spending quality time with people that you love. And then step 3 is getting a healthy amount of sleep. During Ramadan, it's very tempting to stay up late, whether that be to catch up on work you missed during the day or to engage in night prayers and read Quran. Yes, you're going to get a bit less sleep during this month, but skimping completely on it will leave you feeling so burnt out, so foggy, irritable, and just it's going to be harder to manage everything that you want to do. You should be aiming for at least 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep whenever that is possible. You can also do this by taking shorter power naps throughout the day to help you recharge and feel more refreshed if you weren't able to at nighttime for whatever reason. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you all take this information and actually apply it to your life so that you can make the most out of this following month. Make sure to follow my Instagram for daily motivation and to just see my life. I'll have a link to that in the description. I'll also have a link to the Journey to Jannah website. There are a few free resources like a weekly planner and a habit tracker that you can download and use. With that, assalamu alaikum, and I'll see y'all in my next episode.